line is the Chief Executive of the AFL Players Association, Paul Marsh. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. It looks to me that you might have been prejudged here. Mr. McDevitt says, quote, "I only wish such interest in player welfare had been present in 2012. Sounds like he's decided.
Well, it's a very disappointing and, to be frank, offensive comment that, you know, that the ASADA CEO has chosen to question the AFLPA's interest in the welfare of the players in 2012. I mean, I'm really not interested in turning this into a slanging match, but it is important to reinforce that the welfare of the Essendon players has been our only interest in this case. So that was extremely disappointing. You know, our statement yesterday really was put out, and the position we've taken here is to expedite this process. It's gone on for far too long. We want to see it come to an end, and that's really our motivation here.
Did I hear it's been going 21 months, is that right?
21 months, yeah. And it's 15 months since the last of the player evidence was given. You know, it's important to point out that ASADA issued their interim report 14 months ago and issued the first show cause notices in June of this year. So the delay has been extraordinary from our perspective, and we just want to get on with this. You know, two seasons of AFL football have been affected. Players have gone through, you know, an extraordinary period of time here, and the game's suffering. So, you know, our message is let's get on with this, get all the evidence to the AFL, get this thing in front of a tribunal, and let's get a result.
It does seem that relations with ASADA have been damaged a bit here, though, by what they're saying.
Yeah, well, I was surprised by the response, because I don't think our release yesterday and our message is, you know, particularly inflammatory. It really is just we wanted to bypass the anti-doping rule violation panel process, so we're not going to respond to the show cause notices just because it's going to chew up more time. It's really a practical position to get this thing moving, as I said.
So what happens now?
Well, it all sort of hinges on ASADA giving the evidence to the AFL. So whilst they've issued more detailed show cause notices, that's really their case. They haven't provided all the evidence, and the AFL need to see all the evidence so they can work out whether they issue the infraction notices to the players. If they choose to issue the infraction notices, then we're looking at going to an AFL anti-doping tribunal. But the AFL needs this evidence. So really, at the moment, it is with ASADA to give the evidence to the AFL. Once the AFL get that, my discussions with the AFL are that they will expedite this process as quickly as they possibly can. So, you know, we're hopeful that ASADA will move this thing, you know, more quickly than they probably have to this point, and get that evidence to the AFL. And then we can, you know, hopefully get this thing done before Christmas. But it's out of our hands at the moment, which is frustrating.
Do you think there's any prospect, as happened with the rugby league players in Sydney, of a deal being done here whereby the players, if found to have done anything wrong, serve their time out of season and doesn't actually disrupt them playing?
Look, it's difficult to tell at the moment. I mean, as I said, we're still waiting on the evidence. So until you actually see all the evidence, it's difficult to know, you know, what the risk is for the players and whether there's, you know, any deals being offered at this point. The players are very steadfast in their view. They've done nothing wrong. So at this point, you know, there's certainly no talk of deals. You know, we'll see what happens as we go forward.
Well, I don't. Paddy Ryder entirely agreed with that, not doing anything wrong, did he? It's one of the reasons he wanted to get out of Essendon.
Oh, look, I think it's, you know, his views, and I don't want to speak for any individual here, but, you know, this issue has taken an enormous toll on all the players involved. So, you know, I think that there's a view that some of them want to put this past them and get on with it, and if that means being at other clubs, then so be it.
What's the relationship like with ASADA? I mean, can you ring Ben McDevitt, or can Gil McLaughlin ring Ben McDevitt and say, come on, we've got to do something here, let's get some common sense?
I've only been in the job for 6 or 7 weeks, so I haven't had any contact with him personally. I believe that Gil and he have spoken a little bit. You know, they've been very steadfast on, I guess, doing their job and following their process. From where I sit, it's probably not terrific, but it's been a difficult issue for everyone involved.
Thank you very much for your time.
No worries, Neil. Thank you.
Paul Marsh, Chief Executive of AFL Players Association.